Welcome back, everybody, to the Unpopular Playground. Glad to have you here with us. Today, we're going to talk relationships. I know it's a broad topic, but we got to start somewhere, right? So we're going to discuss some boundaries and dealing with relationships, like that's in romantic relationships, boyfriend, girlfriend, dating, all that stuff. Jen, do you want to jump in here and get this ball rolling? And maybe we can have some discussion.
I think that I've learned a lot from relationships. The best thing that I can say is expectations. You need to have expectations with what you want and figuring out what they want, and they need to match up. And also, you need to be there in the same space. I learned that long distance relationships don't work typically. If one's in the military, if you're already together and you have to be apart for a certain amount of time, I think that's a little bit different in their ways to make that work out. But even with that, there's still expectations with communication. Those are some different things that I've learned with relationships to start. And those will be some things that I will be offering in the month of June with various content on attachment styles, long distance relationships, and setting expectations, and then figuring out when it's not going to work and when it's time to end it. If it's not working out, you think of in a relationship, is that person the person that you are just only hoping to see, or is it who they are? And you need to be able to come to that reality check. And if it's not matching up, you got to rip that Band-Aid off and see things for what it is.
And my take on that is, before you can have a relationship with anybody, you need to have a relationship with yourself. You need to know who you are. What are you looking for in life? Because if you don't do that, people can easily mold you to be what they want you to be. And then you're going to be miserable. So you really need to love yourself first so that you can go in and go, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I don't want this. And this is what I want to do. Either we can work this out or we can't. And that's the only way you're going to have a healthy relationship. Just don't let people try and change you. That's the biggest thing I see too much in people. And they date, and the next thing you know, it's like, where did that person I knew go? It's, you're not the same person. Now this person has changed you into what they want you to be, and you've lost your identity. And I think it's very important to hold on to your identity. How about you, Ron?
Yeah, knowing yourself, having that self-awareness, because then you're not going to be so quick to settle, for instance, and just being with someone just to be with them. And you're not going to, like you said, also not let them change you. It's not really about them. It's all about you, but not allow yourself to be swayed and in a way that it's not yourself. As you go through life, if you're in a relationship, that person is going to go through changes. Exactly. It's only natural to grow as a person, and that change should be positive. It's all about putting yourself first and staying strong.
Who you are. You have to grow together, obviously, of course, and people change. That's why a lot of marriages that start out at a young age don't last, because you do change from the time you're 20 to the time you're 40, 50 years old. Everything, your ideas, your ideals, everything changes. But if you can communicate and grow together, you can change together. And that's the whole thing about relationships. But you have to set boundaries. You can't let one person rule the roost and the other person doesn't have a say. It has to be a 50-50 relationship. And you have to be able to say no.
Yeah, Jen, do you agree with that?
100%. I've learned that not putting yourself first, it makes it very hard to keep your boundaries. And also, it lays the foundation for putting yourself in a situationship. Some things, because when things are not defined, it might be amazing when you're talking, but if in the end, one person doesn't want to define the relationship of exactly where it is and where you want it to go, and you're just only wanting to live in the present moment and it's not going anywhere. It's a situationship. And that was an eye-opener for me because I've been in a narcissist dynamic before, and it wasn't that. And it's almost like, what is it then? If it's not, they weren't controlling, and it's amazing when you talk, still love everything about them, but it's not going anywhere. That is really hard. And that's when you discover that it's a situationship, when the boundaries aren't defined on where you want to go. It's like, what is this? Are we in a relationship? Is this a romance? Or is this just a one-time thing? And it's blended so closely together. You don't know where one begins and one ends. And you need to define that, I would say. And the only other thing that I would say is don't let other people cut you off from your support system. They cut you off from your friends, your family, and isolate you. I say that is a recipe for danger. I would consider that a red flag. Look out, start marking the red flags and just end it. If you see things and you don't feel comfortable with them being yourself, and that you have to walk on eggshells.
So there's a bunch of ways we can talk about here, but for those who may be in this kind of situationship and they decide, okay, this is not me, it's not who I am, it's not good for me, I want to get out. I want to encourage you to always put yourself first, love yourself enough to give yourself permission to get out of something that you don't need to be in. But also, when that's all said and done, for me, I'll ask you two ladies too, it's about, what did you learn from it, right? How can it help you move on and have a better life? So what do you guys say to that? If you're in one of these things, first of all, love yourself enough to get out, but then what? After that, how do you navigate that and find what the lesson is so you can move on? You guys have anything to say about that?
I think once you realize that it isn't working for you and you allow yourself to get out of it, at that point, you've learned this is not what I want. So that in and of itself is a learning lesson for you. And I think if it happens again, that little trigger in your brain will be like, whoa, wait a minute, we're stepping into this again. And this is, we know exactly where this road is going to lead, and let's nip it in the bud now. I always laugh because we teach our kids from little saying no, but yet adults don't say no. We don't stand up to things and just say no. As adults, just say no. I don't care if it hurts your feelings. I don't care if it puts an end to it, but it's just say no, this don't work for me. Sorry, no, bye.
I would add to that, just, yeah, the pattern recognition, like you said, Debbie, and loving yourself enough to be able to see what you don't want. And it's not that it's anything wrong with the person. They're great people a lot of times. Just because you have a connection with somebody, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily your soulmate. They can be friends, but you can learn from the negative parts too by just learning that, okay, that wasn't it. Experience teaches you a lot. That wasn't the one. And I think that's helpful too.
Next time we have this discussion, and Debbie, I see your hand. I didn't cut you off, but maybe we can go down the road of how to not even get in this kind of relationship in the first place. But Debbie, did you have something you wanted to?
No, I'm just going to either wind this one down, and if we have anything else to say about another topic, get into something else, or do we want to continue this for the 30 minutes?
I would say that between the other discussions that we've had on setting boundaries, I think there's a pattern that four discussions would be a boundary, and it would be a great thing to stop toxic people from coming into your life.
Easily.
By having that. We have it for friends, family, romance, and our coworkers and general society. If we center ourselves, then we have those boundaries for those four groups of people in our life. Then we can ensure to protect ourselves. And if we know ourselves and we're protecting ourselves, and we keep those boundaries up on all four areas, we will keep those toxic people out of our life. And we can recognize those patterns. Once you can label and figure out what it is, I think that's half the battle on that. Because when you don't know what a situation is and you can't define it, and they're not willing to define it, then that means that it's probably not good for you.
Yeah.
It just comes down to know thyself and know what you will and will not tolerate.
I think this can wrap it up for our June talks, and we'll have much more coming. Gonna like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more.
Yes. Till next time.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.